At the American Seed Trade Association annual convention, I'm visiting with the chairman of the organization, Mike Gumina. And first of all, Mike, for people who don't know you, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, besides the American Seed Trade Association, I'm vice president of production for Pioneer Hybrid International, which is a DuPont company, and I'm based in Johnston, Iowa.
All right. I have visited your facilities many times, and beautiful campus you got there, great work you're doing. So I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you here. As the chairman, we're just going into the start of this year's convention. For people who aren't real familiar with the organization, tell us a little bit about the mission and type of work that the American Seed Trade Association is doing on behalf of its members.
The American Seed Trade is one of the oldest trade associations in the United States. In fact, we're celebrating our 129th year at this year's convention. It's a broad-based organization representing over 700 companies, and it's, we like to say, everything from alfalfa to zucchini. So it's large, fully integrated international companies all the way to very local distributors of seed. We deal with everything from corn and soybeans to the more traditional vegetables to wildflowers and grasses and everything in between. So it's a very broad-based organization. We focus on four main areas, one being how do we deal with intellectual property rights, which you think is absolutely fundamental to our industry and driving productivity. State and then local issues, so we try and focus on those. And, of course, today in Washington, we're focused on federal issues. And then finally, the international realm, which is very important to United States seed industry.
I'm just going to make a guess here that, like other segments of the ag industry, whether that's equipment, you know, chemicals and fertilizers, that you have a significant amount of government type regulations and things to deal with too.
Particularly since biotech has become part of our industry, the regulatory environment has increased dramatically. However, there are other things that we have to be concerned about. The Federal Seed Act, all the labeling laws, the way we test our seed and describe our seed in the marketplace, phytosanitary regulations, particularly as we think about international trade, all of these regulations are things we need to pay attention to and be sure we're doing a good job at.
Well, you've got your membership here for the convention that is starting out with a Storm the Hill day. What are your members doing here on Capitol Hill this week?
One of the great things about the American Seed Trade is a member-driven organization, and we think that our grassroots advocacy is absolutely key to getting our message across to the various legislatures in the country, particularly the federal legislature. And so today what we're doing is we have about 99 members. We're out here on the Hill. We're telling our story, and we're trying to get the seed industry at a higher level of understanding amongst the people here on the Hill.
Now, we will be going back to the convention hotel facility here later on this evening, actually. Tell us a little bit about the program you've got. I know that there are a number of speakers on the program and things you're going to be doing.
We're very excited about the program this year. In fact, we're going to kick it off with Secretary Vilsack. So we're really excited to have him come and tell the story from his point of view in the USDA. And then we're going to carry on with a national policy discussion. Then we're going to have a state policy discussion. Then we're going to have an international policy discussion. And these will help enrich the members' understanding of where agriculture is and where we think it's going. And then we'll get into the details of how we as the seed trade think about these policies and want to influence these policies through our various committees and divisions.
As chairman, and I understand that there will be a passing of the gavel by the end of this convention, look back on, let's say, the last year. What do you feel like you've accomplished? What are some of the things that have been worked on that maybe you feel most proud of or would just like to point to?
Well, we've been very successful this year, and we've addressed a number of issues. One in particular has been how do we transition patented biotech traits into a generic mode, and we're making good progress in that area. It's a very complex area. There's a lot of uncertainty about how to move this forward. There's competing interests in how this turns out. But we're starting to put together a framework that will allow us at least to think about how this is going to work into the future as these patented biotech traits come off patent. Another area we've been working very hard on is the issue of coexistence. And this is a result of some of the dialogue within the USDA, particularly the AC21 process, and where we're trying to understand and have a say in how biotech and organic coexist. And in fact, what we've done is created some papers to help that group think about this, because coexistence has been a theme in the seed industry for as long as the seed industry has existed. And we have some great examples that can help them think about how different modes of agriculture can indeed coexist. We've been working very hard on international policies and trying to make gains relative to what we call low-level presence of biotech traits as we move into other international markets, and as well in the way that phytosanitary regulations are being administered globally. And we've just kicked off a new effort on intellectual property rights education for the industry, and so we're feeling very proud of that. And there's been numerous other things that have popped up over the year that we've kind of dealt with on a one-by-one basis. So we think that our association has been very effective in addressing issues across the board this year.
Well, if you're celebrating 129 years and with the diversity you're talking about within your membership, then you must have learned somehow how to get these diverse interests to be able to come together.
Well, what's exciting is we have a very strong staff here, although it's a small staff, a very strong staff that's very well connected. And by tapping into the grassroots of the diverse membership that we have in our organization, we can really have a say and an influence on people that perhaps other organizations may not. And our motto is first the seed. And I think that a lot of people that are in tune with agriculture get that, that you really have to start out with seed if you want to talk about productivity, if you want to talk about quality, if you want to talk about driving the future, that you need to have seed as part of the equation, and we're really pleased to be part of the dialogue.
Well, thank you very much. That's Mike Gumina. He is currently the chairman of the American Seed Trade Association, and I really appreciate the time here with you, Mike, as we take a look at the convention that's just kicking off. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.